septic or sewer system, multi-million dollar homes, there's no issues, and it's on the lake. So I guess my point is it's not unheard of to have those types of treatment facilities for those septic systems, or for those sewer systems, excuse me. I guess I'm trying to help ease your mind. I don't think that the sewer is really going to be as big an issue as what people here are thinking it may be. And I could be wrong. But I guess you could probably go out throughout the county and see multiple places that you have no idea that there's a septic system or a sewer system treatment facility right there next to you. Is that an accurate statement, Scott?
Mm-hmm. There's hundreds of wastewater plants. I mean, we got a folder that thick of wastewater plants in Taney County that the DNR's got permits on.
And that's just how we develop.
Who inspects these systems like they're wanting to put in?
DNR, Department of Natural Resources. So it's a state entity that comes down and actually, do they do?
They don't have to answer to Taney County.
We have our own, but the states can be more strict than
it's out of our jurisdiction. Yeah. It's in the state's jurisdiction.
Yeah,
it's the state.
When I say we have our own, we have our own environmental individual that will probably forget more about sewer in the next 5 minutes than I'll ever know.
Yeah.
But
what he's proposing would come under DNR, Department of Natural Resources, and if they found them at fault, they would find them, write them up, and give them so long to correct
They'd have
it.
To fix it. Yes, ma'am.
Now, I understand that the statement was made earlier that the homeowner association for that parcel of property would have to maintain, pay a fee or something that would go towards maintaining the sewer system. Is that correct?
So typically that's how that's structured, yes.
Okay. So if you have a homeowner's association, but I also understand that the residences, these homes that they're proposing to build, these two-family homes, some will be purchased, some people will own them, other people will, some will be built to, with the idea of rental, right? So if you have people renting a home, I'm sure part of the rental fee goes to the homeowners association. I'm just trying to understand how a renter is going to be,
the actual the landowner, so the individual that owns it that you would be renting from, they would be the ones that's responsible to make the dues to the HOA.
Okay, so even some of these properties that are going to be built will be purchased by someone that will rent them out, is what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Again, that's my assumption. I'm not the developer, okay. But yeah, that is typically what happens, yes.
Okay, so it's going to be part of the zoning, included in the zoning.
No, ma'am. So, okay, so the zoning, all we're here to say is right now it's A1, agriculture. They could put a hog facility in there. They could put in cattle. They could, essentially, they can do anything they want there. Put in mobile home. And so this would be saying, hey, you have to, so they're requesting R2, which is multifamily. Is it multifamily home?
Single or two-family.
So not an apartment.
Residential.
But residential. And so that's the request. And so then once they receive that or don't receive that, then they can take a look at the property. Now they have some preliminary plans, I'm assuming, because they said they have a road going down the middle. And then after they have that, then they'll probably get with their engineer, did you say it was Mike Stalzer or was it on a different project?
Yeah.
So they have an engineer already lined up with Mr. Stalzer, and he would go in and actually probably topo the property, shoot points, make sure that he would find out where all the elevations and where the flow is going to be, and then best develop the property with that knowledge.
All of that, once it's approved, will be up to the developer to his homeowners association, everything. They'll be set up from that. If he sells it, they'll be aware of it. They'll have a contract or...
But any road that's built would have to be at the county standards. The DNR would have to oversee any of the septic, or I keep saying septic, but the sewer system, sewer treatment. The water hookup would all be looked at and inspected by Public Water District Number 3. And didn't you say it's Number 3 that's out there? So yeah, there's other entities, but it's not like the Wild Wild West. They could go out there and start throwing stuff up.
Okay, and the issue that the current residences here on Red Line Circle are having with the into the backyard running off. I mean, I realize the property goes downhill, but that they'd be, you know, asked maybe to do something to help alleviate that problem that we're all having.
I don't know that the county has, and again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I don't know that the county has the ability to, the authority to say anything or do anything with that. My understanding is now, again, I'm probably going way into the weeds on this, but their engineer is probably not going to design something that's going to cause water issues.
Okay, well, we all have a serious water problem now, so, you know, it would be neighborly of them.
I understand that.
Now, on that, I think in her motion, if we accept it, that there could be something put in the motion like there was in the other one.
I think the others are, I don't know that simply because now you're getting into things that we don't have authority over. We have authority over, I don't know. And I think they were agreeable to those motions, to those caveats. I don't know. I kind of wish Mr. Elliott was here and Mr. Finkenbinder, that way you two could hash it out.
Well, my personal opinion is no, because when you're talking about building requirement type thing, not zoning. And the other issue is even whatever solution we talk about on it, I'm just being 100% honest. I don't think any solution we come up with necessarily in the future will satisfy some of the ones who.
Yes, sir.
I can only speak for myself. As far as I'm concerned, if they keep it a single family dwelling, no duplexes, I feel confident that they will be kept in order to do what they're supposed to do to protect other people's property. I would go for single family dwelling, but please don't let duplexes and low income, whatever you want to call it, move in there. We love our neighborhood. We want to keep it like it is. We can't stop development completely, but we damn sure want to be sure we control it the best we can and keep a decent class of people out there.
I'd like to make a statement on that. Did you hear what this man just said? He's talking about classes. You can't talk about that. It's not classes. People that that have less affordability, they're not putting some pool over here. We don't put in developments and call it dog patch. Well, this is where the scumbags live. That's not how we. That's not America. So, and beyond that, if we redone this as single family homes, we got no building
codes.
Permits in this county. We can put 800 square foot two bedroom houses with no garages there. These people need to understand that. That's not what we do.
Mr. Redmond, can I ask you a question? I was wanting to anyway, because I thought you had built. Have you not built on land where it's laying like this? You built houses here and you prevented the water. You built it so that the water did not run into this house.
That's exactly right. We at the planning and zoning meeting, I was, and you can check it, and Scott was here. I told him, I said we'd put in a bar ditch. We've built lots of thousands of miles of them over the years along that property line. But I made the statement, if we do that, we're going to take out every tree down through that line. We'll come out. Put a bar ditch in. We got to use about 6 or 8 feet. And a bar ditch has got a roll on it that's about that high. And I can absolutely guarantee you they won't have any water run from that property to their property, but from their backyard to their line to their house, they'll have water. Because when they develop that property, I was here, they cut all those lots down. Their backyards have been cut down, okay? So, you know, it doesn't do us any, it doesn't benefit us all to try to sell homes in there and have the neighbors say, well, you know, the water runs off and all that stuff. So we'll put a bar ditch in there. I don't need an engineer to tell me how to put a bar ditch in. You don't either. I mean, we, you know, so, and
Is a bar ditch the only way that you can see from controlling that water?
That's the way you put a bar ditch. You start at the crown of the hill. You're going to run a ditch down to the Sycamore Road, which will run west. The water will run west, and then from the crown, you'll run the rest of it east down there along the line. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not trying to here argue with people, but the fact is that these units, if you're building something that and you're going to rent it for $15 or $17 or $1,800 a month, for anybody to make the statement that they don't want that class of people in there is that we don't need to get into that. I just don't think.
I want to think that's just a poor choice of words. And that.
Yeah. Okay.
They're probably going to rent some of those as well. I guess, and I'm trying my best to not be.
Yeah,
what's that?
Biased. Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with bias. That's not. I mean, I actually take offense to that, sir.
It's just a homeowner cares for the property. A renter doesn't have the same level.
I got one more statement. I'm going to leave. I'll make this statement.
This May, we've been married 54 years, my wife and I have. When we got married and I come back from overseas in the Army, we rented a place for $40 a month. Now, what did that make us? What did that make us? So, you know, we got the ability to build 40 houses in there, single family, and rent every one of them. What does that make us? And what does that make the people that's going to be there?
We've had a lot of inflation since those days, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have.
Can't rent one for that now.
I could have bought one for $9,000 new house, but didn't have enough money. I'd rather go. Thanks.
I guess what I was trying to say is I, from what I'm hearing, the true concern is you don't want duplexes in your backyard. It has less to do, I mean, if we're all going to be honest, it has less to do with water runoff. It has less to do with rentals. You don't want duplexes and you don't want rentals in your backyard.
They're going to put a duplex in. Why not make it a senior duplex? 55 and older. Mm-hmm. At least they're going to take care of the property.
No, we're judging now.
I'm going to say,
I'm not judging.
The water runoff is my concern.
Sir, when I first got married, I rented as well. Then I rented an apartment in Lost Tree Apartments.
You know what? We could all sit here and tell stories.
I understand that, but you're starting to make things. I understand that you guys are upset. I understand that you don't like it. That doesn't mean that we get to make things personal and we get to make comments. You know, one of the comments that's been said multiple times is you guys love it here. Is that a fair statement? Everybody in this room has said, hey, we love Missouri and we love the way you guys are.
You're right, but there's one person that changed the whole attitude in this room.
The one lady that had the smartest remark of all that is true, have always, the only way I can control who lives right next to me or what they do is if I own that land, would be if you bought the land when it's there. That's honestly the only way. There's many scenarios that you can go.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, can we just go ahead and make a decision? We know what decision you're going to make, and I think we've talked about it too much, and I think it has become personal. And
That's not anything to do with what's going on.
I agree.